Annie, is it?
You think that after 8 hours together you'd have figured out my name.
Oh, come on! I already nailed my first impression twice here.
Did you? Apologies, Paula, I'm on a date.
This time, you think you go a little faster on your bit, Terrence, my lad?
I'm not a television. You can't just fast-forward me.
Oh, but one can dream.
Hey, Connie!
Annabelle?
Connie, what the hell is going on?
Annabelle! Oh, okay, that explains a little. That's why my marks were... I hope you're well. You'll have to tell me in a moment. Gary, there's two more people than I thought. Yeah, that was what the time burp was about. It shouldn't be a problem, and she's here. I can just... Annabelle, you like Walden, right? Also, do you know why grapefruit is bad with, like, everything?
It inhibits cytosomes that process the medications. Constantinople, are you aware of what's happening right now? The time burp?
I mean, truthfully, Teach... I thought it would be going better. I figured one for warm-up and one for fun, but we keep getting caught up in some nonsense or other, and you're here now? That was not supposed to happen. I've done a right rotten job of it, to be honest. But you're doing great, Gary. We're going to make this happen.
Hi, Sasha, Connie? If I'm reading your subtext right, it sounds like you're, resetting time, which is really cool, but I have some follow-up questions.
Oh, hello. You're new? I mean, you look adult size, new to me. Isn't it weird how you people always start out young and get older instead of the other way around?
Okay, maybe there was something in those cookies.
Connie, this is Sasha, and we've been having a resolutely weird day, so...
You're on a romance! Now I have to get you that book. What are you naming your firstborn child? I can help, I'm great with names.
It's a first date. We didn't know each other at all 4 hours ago, or eight hours ago?
I really like Avery, for the record. It's gender neutral.
We just met, and our long-term plan is figuring out what is happening. Istanbul, Constantinople, York, what is happening?
It's all going to work out, I promise. I just have to account for the extra security guard rotation, and you just have to have faith in yourself. Annabelle, truly, you are worth loving.
Connie is... First of all, thank you. That's kind of you to say. Are you doing something illegal right now? You realize that you're already on academic probation, and even if you weren't, this would likely throw you out of school.
So follow-up questions. How are you? How? And can I have it?
I'm great. And I think Adams or something? Adams or something. You can't have it. There's no sharing powers. Terrence here is on board because he got caught. He's very helpful.
I maintain that an abandoned lot unowned by the city is not under any jurisdiction I should have to care about, much less goddamn fae people.
Oh, but Bud, you do know that we don't really care what you think, right?
I am fully aware of that fact, thank you.
What did you do?
I littered.
Okay. So, I'm willing to table untransferable time burp powers for now, but I would like to know some sense of boundaries here. Like, how do we leave when we're done riding the dinos?
Don't even worry about it. It'll be done and dusted next time around. Just need to stick that one goober in the thing and we'll be all set. Gary, you should say hi. Here, I'll put you on loud.
Ah, Annabelle and Sasha, was it? Pleasure to meet you. Not quite face to face. Congratulations on your first date. I feel compelled to tell you that while I can't say I share Connie's surety, I certainly share his enthusiasm. I'm fully committed to making sure this heist works out for everyone involved. And now, well, you're involved, aren't you?
Yep. Wait, heist?
I apologize for any untoward time shenanigans you've had so far. The blame for that goes entirely to me. Now, Connie has given me some understanding of the process, and with you two kindly making yourselves known, it should all go quite smoothly from here. We'll be starting up again now, I think, but if you see us around... Please, do come to us with any questions.
Did you say...
Hold
heist.
On to your pants this time, McAmazon Jr.
God weeps for me.
Connie, could you just answer one of our questions, please?
I think they prefer it when you leave through the big door in the front. I haven't tried yet. There were too many other options.
So I think we'll be talking to you later, my guy, because this is bonkers, and I do not trust you at all. Have fun!
That is a very smart approach, new friend. You have fun, too.
Sorry, Paula, I have something to take care of now.
Annie! Jenny, over here! How's it going, person who I've definitely never met and never been on a date with ever before ever?
We have to stop them. They're heisting? Stealing things? And they're going to get caught every time and probably arrested and maybe expelled and... Wait, what if they don't get caught? They'll just keep restarting the loop until it works and then they'll be gone and we're here and then we're accomplices. We're accomplices, but there are so many things. There's the time loop and the priceless artifacts that could be damaged and then also the stealing and a time loop and also my students. Why are my students all involved in this? They seem so not not normal, but like, you know, normal within the realm of reason for college kids, that kind of normal, but maybe not. Not that kind of normal, but they should be home studying, or I don't know, partying, or TikTok-ing, whatever it is the kids are doing these days, not committing felonies, repeatedly, on a loop.
Look, we don't have to do this right now. Whatever they're all doing, that's going to happen, and it's just going to keep happening until they get it right. The best thing we can do is just let them do their thing and figure it out.
You're suggesting we just let them steal the... whatever they're trying to steal?
They didn't even come close last time. It took 23 minutes for them to get caught, and they didn't even manage to set anything exciting on fire. I think it's safe to say we have several more loops in the here and right now. I think we can just chill for a bit.
Chill? Are you hearing the words coming from your mouth?
Yeah, chill. Smell the roses.
Is a rose garden here?
A rose garden. Perfect. Let's do that.
This is not a drill. I repeat.
I may have spoken too soon about the fire.
See you 20 minutes ago?
See you 20 minutes ago.
Paula, I can't talk about this right now.
So, do you still want to see the rest of that rose garden?
I don't even know.
Are you going to pick that up?
Yes. No, I don't know. It's Paula, and I can't...
Want me to take it?
Yeah, sure.
Is everything okay, Annie-Bee? You don't have to do this if you really don't want to. I just thought...
This is Red.
Oh, Red? You found each other! Great! This is great! I was getting a bit worried because Annie-Bee didn't sound so well, but maybe I was just reading into things because sometimes she's like that. But you found each other, so everything's good, and I'm just so happy that you two finally get to meet!
Yes, everything's fine. We're just going to take things slowly this time around. Thanks for checking in!
What, this time around?
Thanks.
No problem. So, where shall we go this time?
I just don't... They're going to just keep trying to steal the whatever, and I...
You know what? I think we could both use a blood sugar reset about now. Did you see that fancy little white house in the Rose Garden? They do a lovely afternoon tea. Or so the website says.
Okay. Tea. That would be nice.
Table for two, please.
Holy shit, $35 for a cup of tea? What is it made of? Extracts from the dinosaur bones we saw earlier?
It's okay, Annie. It's on me.
Really?
We're in a time loop. Order whatever you want. We could even come back later to try everything. I'm pretty sure it's gonna take the students at least a few more tries.